11 Monday morning, and time to say hi to author Leela Panagar, whose first book of short stories, Floating Petals, was self-published, and that's the very important thing, in 2007, and she's kind of working on a new one. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to see you.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Welcome to Radio 3. So you basically spend all your time writing these days.
Yes, I'm a full-time writer.
Very brave. You must have had a conversation with yourself at some stage and say, well, it's going to be tricky. What the heck, let's do it.
That's it. Started off as a very undisciplined, lazy writer in bits and pieces. But as the writing got better and better, I'm more disciplined now. Yes, I can spend more hours at a desk.
Do you say, I'm going to spend 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock writing and then that's me done for the day? What's your...
I often say that, but I never do that.
Too many cups of tea.
Always, there's always something going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it important, do you think, for a writer to have structure like this?
I think it's very important to be disciplined, very important to have some kind of a plan, even if you don't keep it. There'll be days when you will keep it, so that's important.
And I suppose there will be days when you just don't feel like it and you have to push yourself.
I seldom push myself, but I'm sure there are days when people feel that.
Yeah.
I feel it sometimes and I don't do it. I just go and do something else, potter around.
And don't sort of kick your own backside about it.
No. There was a time when I used to say, I must write. I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I write when I write.
You say when the writing got better. I mean, everybody has a different style of writing. How do you define better?
You feel comfortable. You don't feel shy about showing it to somebody else. You don't feel nervous when somebody asks to read it. Then you know you're a writer.
I suppose so. It's a bit like admiring a painting, isn't it?
Yes.
You can't quite say whether it's good or not. You just enjoy it or you don't.
You enjoy it, and if somebody else enjoys it, it's a bonus.
I suppose so. Short stories. Tell us about Floating Petals, for starters.
Floating Petals started off with me just writing stories from time to time, short stories, something that occurred to me. Then I thought I'd make it into a collection because I had a collection by then, about 20 stories, and I chose 14 of them. And the title story is about a lady with bound feet. That's the floating petal.
I guess when you're getting into things like this, the research you have to put in is pretty heavy because you've got to get your history right, haven't you?
Yes, and research these days is so much fun, so you forget about writing. You're researching for a day.
Yeah. What's the nuts and bolts of a short story?
I think the difficulty with a short story, I would say, is not being able to build up your character. So try to keep the characters as few as possible, 1, 2, or 3, because there's no space to build them up. And just make sure that you have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Fair enough.
Yes.
How long is that?
Well, my stories range from about 100 words to 5,000, 6,000 words.
Where does it become not a short story anymore?
I don't know. When you feel...
When you finish.
When you feel, ha-ha, this could be a book.
Yes. And do you have a particular style when it comes to the endings? Do you leave them hanging or do you give a conclusion?
I don't finish them up with happy ends. I sort of come to a conclusion, not too much at the edge of a cliff, but a nice conclusion where people can say, I wonder what's going on, or can this be the end, without too much of a confusion, yes.
I suppose it leaves you scope for continuing it, somehow.
I beg your pardon?
It leaves you scope for sort of continuing it,
yes.
Like a sequel or something.
Yes, it would, yeah.
The thing that interests me is how you self-publish. It's really cool living in Hong Kong because you can do so many things.
Yes, a lot of people don't like that. The moment you say self-publish, they think, aha, nobody wanted to accept her story, so she's gone and published it. But I prefer to call it independent publishing.
Fair enough.
And to do that, first of all, I wanted to do it because I'd finished writing and I wanted to share my writing with a lot of my friends, and that was the only way I could do it. So you register yourself into a company, as a company, then you have to get your ISBN number from the government, and then you go to a publisher, get a designer, whatever you wish to do. And
The ISBN thing, now, how do you get that?
You apply to the government, it's on the internet.
Okay.
And they will send you a set of 10 numbers for 10 books for the future, 9 books.
There's no sort of test or criteria?
No. You have to send them a certain number of published copies when you're finished for the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, well, it sounds pretty straightforward.
Straightforward and easy, and you can be cheap or expensive, depending how you want to do it.
Where does the cost come in? Is it with the designer?
The designer, the layout, somebody to do all the cover the photography and stuff like that, and printing.
I suppose the big advantage of going with an established publisher is distribution. Now, that must be hard, the legwork.
Yes.
How do you do
that? But it's time-consuming with a publisher. One, you go to an agent. Agent accepts you and then sends it to the publisher.
Hmm.
And could take a few years or not at all. Whereas when I do it, it's very short. And distribution, you approach some of the local bookshops and put them in the bookshops. I sell online, which is very, very good.
Mm.
And when I give books away, people buy them later as presents for friends.
Well, it sounds a lot easier than I thought. I mean, you literally go to a bookshop and say, hey, will you stock my stuff?
They will look at it and say, we'll call you back, which they seldom do. So you call them back and they say, yeah, bring a few copies. Like, as easy as that.
What do you like to write about?
My writing, whatever comes to mind, like in my short stories, I have the story of a sparrow, I have the story of a shadow, I have a kid's first day in school, another kid running away from home, I have a ghost story, a wedding where the woman plans her husband's funeral before he's dead. So
there's no...
A collection. No, there's no
thread.
Theme running through.
No, I don't mean that one. But there's no sort of thread. I mean, when we think, we tend to think of one thing and something will make us think of another, and it's...
Not really.
Not really.
As I have on the cover, I sit by the river and whatever flotsam is passing by, I can write about it, and I am the river.
Great. Can I ask you what you did before this?
I used to be in business. I owned and ran a pub at Sun Hung Kai Center for 17 years.
Oh, cool.
A publican, no less.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what a great place to people watch.
Yes. Though none of my stories have anything from the pub yet. I may start a collection of just pub stories.
Well, that sounds good.
Lots of interesting ones.
I mean, you strike me as a very sort of gentle person.
running a pub.
You've got to be pretty tough to do that.
I think people who come to places behave according to, for want of something better, decor of the place.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come to the Prince of Wales, they behave themselves. When they left it and went to want chai, they
forget about it.
Different kind of people.
They weren't your problem when they left there. I know you've got something in the works at the moment. Tell us what you think you can about that.
I have another short story collection where the stories are much longer than the ones in this collection. I haven't got the title yet. And there is a thread in it. It's set in different countries. The stories are set in different countries, so that would be a thread. And I've also completed a novel, The Tin Box, which starts off in mainland China and ends up in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Historical?
Not too historical, but there is some, yes.
Let's get back to the business side of this. What about the merits of, I know you've got your own website, which I'll get you to read out in a second, but the merits of actually doing business online?
It's time-consuming if you wish to go that way, so it's really difficult whether you want to be a writer or you want to be a book salesperson. So you have to have a balance between the two.
I suppose you're lucky that you've got a business background.
Yes, that helps.
Yeah, I mean, some people are just either artistic or business. They don't tend to mix.
Yes, I've heard that, and sometimes I find it difficult to understand that, but there are a lot of people who are just artistic and can't cope.
How do we find your website?
Oh, leeladevipanicker.com.
Let's spell some stuff here. leeladevipanicker.com. At least it means no one's going to steal it.
I also have a shorter one,
which
is a lot easier, www.leela.net.
That's the one we need.
Leela.net.
What about getting involved in literary groups in Hong Kong? I've met ladies from WITS before.
We have a big writing group in Hong Kong, so we have a lot of support. We have Women in Publishing and Writers Circle and poetry group called Out Loud, which is very, very good, very inspiring. And we have the Nadwa, which is the Egyptian group. And I'm sure there are a few more that I'm not aware of.
Is it? I suppose it's obvious. It's a social thing. You get to meet other writers. What happens? Do you exchange stories?
I think that's
stories?
Very important, because when you're a writer, you spend hours and hours sitting by yourself, rooted to your seat. And then when there's a function with other writers, it's really wonderful. It's support, it's friendship, it's discussing different things. It's lovely.
I suppose the cool thing about your work is that you can stand up and read an entire story to them, because it won't take that long.
No. Yeah. Not the 200-word one.
Would you normally take an extract, or would you get a shorter,
extract,
complete story?
I try to make it as short an extract as possible, because I may think this is great. There might be some people who are starting to snore, so it's best to keep it short.
Yeah.
And then if they say, oh, we want more, happy to do more.
Yeah, I can imagine, though, when you've not tried something out on people before, and you stand up and you're reading, and you've got to have one eye around the room to see what the reaction is. Gut reaction, very important.
That's true. You feel it even if you don't watch them. I think you feel it if it's good.
Have you ever thought about audiobooks?
Yes, I have actually. I thought about it only a couple of days ago. A friend of mine read a short part of my story, an excerpt, and she read it so beautifully. I thought, yeah, this gives it a lot more meaning. Audio gives it a lot more meaning.
I mean, there was a time when you could go to the stores and there would be loads of audiobooks. I guess today, not quite so much.
No, I think they're probably purchased online with people who are interested in them,
Do you think you might put... you say your friend read it beautifully. There's nothing to stop you putting that on your website, is there? A little excerpt of her or...
I thought of making a YouTube, but she wasn't very keen on that. So maybe I'll talk her into putting it just as audio piece.
Just on the website?
Yes,
just as a taster. Nice. Excellent. So you spend most of your time doing this now, or do you spend all of your time doing this now?
Much. I spend a lot of time wandering around my garden. We have a small garden.
You've got a garden?
And walk about and watch. I do a lot of watching insects and spiders and birds and anything you can think of.
Inspiration?
Yes, they give me inspiration.
What about when people say everybody has a book in them? Well, you plainly have. But is that true?
I think everybody has. I've met a lot of people who say to me, oh, I want to write. I always say, never say that. Just write. Don't tell me you want to write. Go write. You know, oh, I haven't got the time. I'll start tomorrow. No such thing as tomorrow. You have to start.
When you got into this, let's say you got into your stride after, say, a month or something, what do you think changed in your life? Did you become a more organized person or anything?
Yes, I read more. I didn't come from a reading family. We were always told to do our homework, schoolwork, homework, no reading. And then when I started the pub, I didn't have any time to do reading. It was time consuming. I read a lot more, which is great.
What do you read?
I seem to like a lot of books that are translated. You know, Russian, I like Japanese, I like Kawabata, Snow Country, I like Mishima, The Patriot, and I also like, one of my favorite English writers is Jim Crace. What's his book? Oh, I've forgotten.
Amsterdam is McEwen. That's a weird book, isn't it?
Everybody
said it's fantastic, read it, and you end up hating the characters.
You have to read twice, I think.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
It goes a bit screwy at the end.
Being Dead is Jim Crace. Now, if you read Being Dead, you'll think, oh, this was one weird woman.
Well, congratulations on whatever you're about to come up with very soon. But anyway, Lila, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
The book we can get is called Floating Petals.
Yes.
And it's online, lila.net.
Yes.
Cheers. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.